This is the Cato Daily Podcast for Friday, May 3rd, 2013. I'm Caleb Brown. New results from the Oregon Medicaid study indicate that the billions of dollars spent on Medicaid do not necessarily improve health outcomes for the poorest of the poor. Michael Cannon, Director of Health Policy Studies at the Cato Institute, says besides challenging the core arguments on behalf of Obamacare, just what do we get for all of those Medicaid dollars?
What this study did was it measured certain outcomes to see whether what Medicaid was buying us for the trillions of dollars that we spend on it. With regard to physical health outcomes, it found no evidence that Medicaid improved the physical health outcomes that it measured. Those were control of hypertension, control of diabetes, blood sugar, cholesterol levels. When researchers looked at the people who did not get the Medicaid coverage and the people who did win the lottery to get the Medicaid coverage, they could find no difference in these objective outcomes criteria or objective clinical outcomes. And that raises the question, wait a second, what are we getting for all this money that we're spending on Medicaid? One of the main rationales for Medicaid and Obamacare is that if you give people health insurance, they'll get more preventive care. That'll improve their health. That will reduce healthcare spending. But that's not what's happening here. These people, in some instances, getting the Medicaid coverage did not improve their access to the preventive services for these ailments. In the case of diabetes, it did. But in all cases, it did not improve those clinical measures. It didn't improve their blood pressure, their blood sugar, their cholesterol levels. So you have to ask, what are we getting for all this money? Spending that, giving them health insurance often didn't increase the use of preventive care. And even when it did, that didn't translate into better outcomes. So this calls into question the whole goal of expanding, of using government to expand health insurance to people, because we don't know what we're getting for the trillions we're spending.
Now, one of the claims that the proponents of the Affordable Care Act made was at some point savings related to preventive care will kick in.
Well, at some point. I mean, this is a familiar trope for those who watched the budget battles in Washington, D.C. Everyone always says in all areas, you know, spending more money now will save money later, but then later never comes. We're always just spending more money now. In this Oregon health insurance experiment, what we saw is that it did increase healthcare spending. You give people Medicaid coverage, their consumption of healthcare services will go up. But we aren't seeing, even in the immediate term, a two-year period where you would expect to see lower blood pressure, lower cholesterol levels, better control of blood sugar, we're not even seeing those very attainable gains from expanding Medicaid coverage. So that really calls into question the whole idea that we're going to see longer gains in the longer term and savings in the long term.
Now, what is left within this study? Presumably, it's ongoing.
It is and it's not. Unfortunately, the state of Oregon decided that they would end the study after 2 years. They initially handed out 10,000 slots via lottery, and then you had people who didn't get the lottery, and they were comparing those two groups. But then they started giving Medicaid coverage to the control group, and that just means that they'll only have 2 years worth of data that they can study for years. And so we're not going to get those long term data on, you know, those data on what is the effect of spending in the long term. Are there benefits to giving people those preventive services in the long term? Well, this is really a pretty damning indictment of not just the Medicaid expansion part of Obamacare, but Obamacare as a whole. The Oregon health insurance experiment was basically an Obamacare field test. It took the most vulnerable of the 32 million people that Obamacare is supposed to cover with health insurance, and it gave them the type of health insurance that Obamacare is going to give them, and it measured the outcomes that it could find no improvements in physical health after 2 years. And these are some measures of physical health where you would expect to see some improvements. A primary argument for Obamacare was that if you give people health insurance, that'll keep them out of the emergency room and help reduce healthcare spending that way. The Oregon Health Insurance Experiment found that no, giving people Medicaid did not keep them out of the emergency room. There's no reduction in emergency room use. Now, a lot of people look at these results with skepticism. They say, wait a second, health insurance is beneficial. How could giving them health insurance not improve their health? The answer is that people have a baseline, sort of a baseline access to healthcare. Even if they're poor, they have some access to healthcare. Even if it's only an emergency room, they have some access to healthcare. So the question is, when you expand Medicaid, are you really improving on that baseline and how much? And this study suggests that even for the poorest of the poor, you may not be improving on that baseline much at all. And so when you, not only is it an indictment of the Medicaid expansion part of Obamacare, but the other part of Obamacare, where it covers the other 16 million previously uninsured people, that 16 million people, those folks have even higher income. So their baseline access to care is even higher. So you have to wonder, is giving them government-subsidized and government-designed health insurance through a supposedly private health insurance exchange really going to improve their health outcomes if we don't even know if Medicaid improves health outcomes of the very poor?
Michael Cannon is Director of Health Policy Studies at the Cato Institute. You can read more of his critique of the Oregon Medicaid study at our website, cato.org.